Thank you for joining us. This is Jasmohan Bajaj. I'm the new co-EIC of the American Journal of Gastroenterology. I'm a professor of medicine in Virginia Commonwealth University and Richmond VA Medical Center. And along with my co-EIC, Dr. Millie Long, who's professor of medicine in the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, I'm thrilled to interview Dr. Philip Katz, who's professor of medicine in the Weill Cornell School of Medicine in New York City, who has recently been the lead author of the ACG published guidelines on gastroesophageal reflux disease. Welcome, Dr. Katz.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to be here.
So, a few questions that are very important to patients who might be listening. What is GERD and what symptoms do patients experience with GERD?
So GERD stands for gastroesophageal reflux disease. Symptoms are predominantly heartburn, which is burning that starts in the area of the upper stomach and moves upward under the breastbone towards the mouth, or regurgitation, which is the feeling of fluid coming up from that same area towards the mouth, plus a compendium of other symptoms that result from contents of the stomach, principally acid, moving upward into the chest and causing either symptoms or damage to the esophagus or the swallowing tube.
Thank you. So how is GERD diagnosed and when should we consider EGD, or which is endoscopy, and reflux or pH testing in evaluating these patients?
So GERD is suspected strongly when people have classic heartburn or those regurgitation symptoms, or even chest pain that is present when cardiac disease is ruled out. There are other symptoms around the voice and the lungs that also raise suspicion of GERD. And when it responds to medicine that suppresses acid, like antacids or histamine blockers or proton pump inhibitors, we make a presumptive diagnosis of gastroesophageal reflux disease. A patient should have an endoscopy, or a clinician consider endoscopy when the medicine doesn't work, when the symptoms are not typical, or there is evidence of what we call warning signs like bleeding or difficulty swallowing. In that situation, if the endoscopy is unrevealing, a reflux or pH monitoring test where the technology can allow objective documentation of acid refluxing into the esophagus should be undertaken.
Thank you. So how is this reflux monitoring or pH testing performed?
Two ways. There is a telemetry capsule, a small device that can be placed during an endoscopy against the esophageal wall, connect to a Bluetooth monitor that the patient can take home, record symptoms in a diary, and have up to 4 days of monitoring to see how much reflux. There's a technology called impedance pH testing, in which a catheter, a thin tube, is placed in the nose down into the stomach that allows for recording of acid, weakly acidic material, and allows for association of these with symptoms. Both of those can be performed depending upon the clinical situation.
Thank you. What dietary and lifestyle changes can the patients incorporate to reduce the symptoms of GERD?
So the big picture things are the following. Don't eat before you go to bed. Try to keep your stomach empty for 3 hours, 2 hours, 1 hour. The best is three. Anything less than an hour is probably going to for surely increase your likelihood of reflux. Do not lie down after a meal. Don't smoke. Try to keep your portion size small. Eat smaller, frequent meals as opposed to big ones. And don't eat fast. 5-minute meals give you more reflux than 30-minute meals. Trigger foods, coffee, acidic foods, and all of those are all individualized. And in general, if you are overweight and you can lose weight, your GERD will get better.
Thank you. These are very important points. What are the available treatments for GERD?
The list is rather focused. There are drugs that control acid. The most common are proton pump inhibitors, led by drugs familiar to most people, omeprazole or lansoprazole, and I won't go into detail as to all the names. The histamine blockers, famotidine, is available over the counter and by prescription, and antacids. There are other medicines that are not approved by the FDA for GERD that can be used as adjuncts to these medicines in highly selected situations. And then there are surgical and procedures done through an endoscope, an operation called magnetic sphincter augmentation, where a ringed magnet is placed around the esophagus with a surgical technique to prevent GERD, a procedure called TIF, or transoral fundoplication, done through an endoscope, where reflux can be controlled without doing major surgery in the appropriate patient. And then traditional surgery through a laparoscope to repair the hiatal hernia and to prevent GERD.
Thank you. Last question, what are the side effects of long-term use of proton pump inhibitors that you just mentioned?
So the list is long, is varied. In general, the drugs are incredibly safe. We worry about what we call enteric infections. Very, 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 very unusual, but a small risk. Concerns about bone disease, warnings from the FDA about fractures, kidney disease, and cardiac issues are what we call associations without proven causality. These side effects are disputed, and before anyone stops their medication because of presumed side effects, they should talk to their physician to be certain that there is a clear understanding of the risks of continuing versus the benefits of doing the same.
Thank you so much for taking the time to answer the questions that must be first and foremost among our patients' minds. And again, thank you to the college for allowing the opportunity for this patient-facing podcast. Thank you.